Hello all, and welcome back to Pages Podcasts. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the well-known question of, what does it mean to be good enough? Now, this question of, am I enough, has been asked by people around the world for years. My name is Paige, and as a high school student, I have watched my peers battle themselves on if they are good enough. A psychological study done by AuthorStream in 2019 says that 90% of girls ages 15 through 17 want to change at least one aspect of themselves. When I hear this quote, it makes me question society and our values. Since when are we putting this pressure on people to prove themselves? And since when are we doing this at such a young age? As I have talked with my peers, I have been able to see firsthand how difficult it is for people to accept their personal self-worth. Many of you may be wondering why I thought to dig into this. And I was inspired to answer the question of, am I good enough? After asking it myself for many years. Even at a young age, I was always wondering why I couldn't be just a little bit better at something. In kindergarten, I would wonder why I couldn't just be a little bit better at drawing. In third grade, I would wonder why I couldn't just be a little bit better at multiplication tables. By the time I was in fifth grade, I remember asking myself the question, why aren't I enough? But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, my good friend Sarah will be here, and she's going to ask me some questions on what my topic means, where the idea of good enough came from, and how I've seen it in my personal life. And just some additional questions that you guys all might be having. See you then! Here's Sarah with her questions.
My first question for you is, how have you seen people question their self-worth personally?
That's a good one. Let me think. Well, one place where I have seen my peers question their self-worth is in class. Say you got an 80% on your math quiz. You're feeling pretty good about it. But then, your table mates start talking about what they got. One got a 90%, one got a 94%, one person even got 100%. You begin to feel as though your 80% isn't very good, and you ask yourself, why aren't I smart enough?
Interesting example. My next question is, at what age do people start to question their self-worth or if they are good enough?
Well, from my research, I found that from Dr. Lisa Firestone, a clinical psychologist, kids start experiencing low self-esteem at around age 11. But she believes that self-worth and self-esteem are very different. She says that self-worth is often connected to physical experiences and external actions, and that is often come at a low age. Say you accidentally dropped a glass in first grade. It shatters. If your parents walk in and start yelling at you for the incident, your sense of self-worth instantly lowers, even at a young age. A child will wonder what they did wrong and why they had to do it, sending themselves into an endless spiral of questioning their personal self-worth. Now, I'm going to ask Sarah some questions. One of my first questions is, have you ever questioned your self-worth, and what's an example of this?
Yeah, I think I've definitely questioned my self-worth before. One example I can think of this recently was just a couple months ago. I didn't get the full ride scholarship I applied to MSU. Although I knew that it was a long shot for me to get the scholarship, I still spent many hours working on the scholarship application, and I was definitely disappointed when I didn't get it. I knew that there were candidates out there who probably had stronger SAT scores and better essays than me, and it was hard to accept the fact that there are people out there who did better than I did.
That does sound like it would be hard. My next question is, do you think about how your friends would be feeling the same way? Do you think that they have ever questioned their self-worth?
Oh, for sure. I definitely have a lot of friends, and I think that from what I can see, they've definitely questioned their self-worth. For example, recently, one of my really good friends didn't make varsity on the lacrosse team, and I think although she knew that she might not have made it, it definitely was hard for her to realize that there were other players who were better than her.
You see, hearing that your friends and peers have experienced low self-worth definitely creates sort of a bonding situation, because you know that you're not the only one, and that you know that there are other people that feel the same way. So my next question is, have you ever felt judged for the things you have low self-worth on?
Yeah, I think I have. For me, I've always been really shy and kind of quiet, and I don't really like talking to people I don't know super well. And I think definitely a lot of people kind of see me as that way, and they think of me as just the quiet kid. And that makes me really self-conscious, but I think there's more to me than just that, and people have definitely judged me, and I'm working on it.
Thank you, Sarah. And after this next break, we're going to go into a little bit more of a professional's perspective on the topic of what does it mean to be good enough. So when I was doing some further research on this question of what does it mean to be good enough and looking for some more professional opinions, I found Jessica Pettitz. Pettitz is a speaker with an MED in communication, and she makes a lot of YouTube videos that talk about what being a perfectionist is like and that question of why aren't I enough and that battle of self-worth and self-esteem. So she talks a lot about that the only way not to question your self-worth is to not expect perfection 24/7. Sure, it's important to try hard and do your best, but when you're always trying to be perfect, nothing is good enough. This leads you to ask the question, why aren't I enough? I agree with this. I think that anyone who expects to be perfect will eventually drive themselves crazy. It's unrealistic to set yourself to this standard, and it's really bad for you. It's bad for your self-esteem, it's bad for your mental health, it's bad for your self-worth. While researching, I also found Brené Brown, a professor, an author, and a social worker. In her book, The Gifts of Imperfection, she wrote, "When we can let go of what other people think and own our story, we gain access to our worthiness. The feeling that we are enough just as we are, and that we are worthy of love and belonging." In her book, she also says, "Our sense of worthiness, that critical, important piece that gives us access to love and belonging, lives inside our story." When I read these things in her book, it made me remember that what makes us worthy is already inside of ourselves. It's just up to us to bring them out. We have all the things we need to feel worthy. We just need to discover them. So I'm going to leave it with this. Wondering if we are enough is always going to be a question on our mind, but it isn't necessarily a question that we can answer. You become good enough when you think you are enough. To get there, you have to go through a lot of self-love to embrace who you are and understand that you are enough. You have to build up your self-esteem and self-worth so you can truly feel like you are good enough. The answer to the well-known question, "Am I good enough?" is not a yes or no situation. As we can see from the interviewees, as well as the research, many people struggle with wondering if they are enough. Just remember, you are not alone when you ask this. So is there an answer? No. But the answer comes from yourself. When you are ready to learn who you are and to embrace that person, you are going to learn who you are going to become. And if you aren't ready to do that, you aren't ready to answer this question. So I'm going to leave you with my best of wishes and good luck. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Pages Podcast. And I'll see you next time. I hope you have a great day wherever you are.